On August 1, 2007, an eight-lane steel bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis, Minnesota, collapsed during rush hour, killing 13 people and injuring 145. An investigation concluded that the main cause of the collapse were undersized elements of the bridge that simply gave way under the heavy load. Metal fatigue like that starts with microscopic cracks that form at points of concentrated stress. A group of scientists at Bristol University, led by senior lecturer Anthony Croxford, discovered that sending hundreds of different ultrasonic waves into a structure and then listening and analyzing their echoes can be used to detect the tiniest cracks.
It's that it lets you see smaller cracks, closed cracks. Cracks that, so when I say a closed crack, you can imagine if you have a crack in a piece of metal, it could be a bit open like that, you can have a gap in between it. If you've got that gap in between it, you get reflections off the edge of it, but you don't really know how big it is.
Croxford says unlike purely linear systems, which create echoes of the same frequency sent into the material, his phased array of sound-sending units returns harmonics, echoes of different frequencies.
The nonlinear approach means that you can actually hear something from them. You're listening to different effects rather than just listening for that echo from the crack.
Using an array of attached sensors, Croxford is testing a seemingly perfect part of a wing from an Airbus A320. A linear system would not be able to discover cracks forming around the rivet holes because the hole would create one big echo.
By using this novel approach, we can now pick up a crack close to our hull, which is directly relevant to, say, aerospace applications, where they're worried about cracks growing from rivet holes, things like that.
Croxford says the phased array system uses only one piece of equipment to get both a nonlinear and linear image. The technology could allow inspectors to get more accurate assessments of damage in materials such as crucial aircraft parts, so they can be replaced before they fail. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.